Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ron, I'm very excited today. There's a new microphone cover on this little mic stand. That has me excited. Folsey seems to be in a good mood. You seem to be in a good mood. You're off to Cleveland today. I feel good vibes emanating from the room here. You?
Even despite the fact you had a horrible round of golf yesterday.
Yeah, it was sort of a readjustment round, and today it'll be better. Today everything's going to be better, although I'm not sure the Steelers are going to win tonight. Now that the Browns suddenly, they've gone from being less healthy, like really banged up, to being more healthy than I thought they would be in a day. Not only Garrett and Bitonio, but Conklin, a two-time first-team All-Pro at right tackle, is going to make his season debut. Everything's changed in a day and not for the better.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of felt like not Conklin. He's been practicing, but he hasn't played. You kind of felt like Garrett and Bitonio would play, although on Tuesday, I guess it was, the Stefanski said, I can't say that they're going to play, and then they practice and they're going to play. I wouldn't imagine those guys missing this game unless they absolutely had to.
Yeah, I mean, I had no idea. You don't practice and they say you're injured. I just don't know.
Right.
Ron, we're taking off on a voyage here. Not our maiden voyage by any means,
but it
feels like we're on a ship. Have either one of you ever gone on a cruise or a long boat ride?
I have never been on a cruise. I prefer to destinations as opposed to being a captive on a boat.
Nader, have you?
That's the way I look at it.
Never been on a cruise. Always wanted to do it at least once. I have been deep sea fishing, though, once.
Did you puke?
I was going to say, did you puke?
Almost, because I was like 10 years old. I was right on the edge, I can remember. But
that's a horrible feeling, man.
Yes, it is.
We had a full family puke session on one of those. Off the coast of Cape May one year. My brother-in-law, Abe, to add insult to injury, got a hook stuck in my ear. He wound up with the fishing pole and tried to cast, and the hook got stuck in my ear.
My God.
In addition to everybody puking that day.
That sickness is horrible. You want to die.
You know what I don't understand, Ron? How anybody has ever survived a stint in a submarine. They have to do that in the Navy, right? At least some of them. They have to go live on a submarine?
I think there are people that still operate on a submarine.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
A combination of sea paranoia, whatever that's called, plus claustrophobia, plus people.
Claustrophobia would kill me with that.
I mean, what do you do on a submarine? There's nowhere to go, Folsey, right?
At least the thing's not rocking like on the top of the waves.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's not quite as motion, maybe. Of course, I don't know. How do I know? I've never been on one.
I can't imagine it, literally. So kudos to those people, huh, Ron, for living on a submarine?
Kudos to those people.
Here we go. Anchors away. Is that what they say, Folsey? When it's time to leave, the ship leaves the port, leaves the dock?
Anchors away, my friend. Anchors away.
Here we go, Ron. And who knows? See, the fun of this show is that a lot of it isn't scripted. So away we go. And I don't know what kind of waters we're going to encounter. We may see sharks.
Probably choppy.
We may see
storms.
But you
know what I experienced last night in my neighborhood? A gusty thunderstorm.
Yes,
later than expected, but it was gusty.
It was a gusty thunderstorm.
Yeah, the wind.
It wasn't just the thunderstorm. It was a gusty thunder. We talked about that yesterday.
The wind made a noise as it was coming through my windows.
That's the definition of gusty.
That's
noisy
a gusty
wind.
Thunderstorm.
Yep. Here we go, gentlemen. I don't know where this will wind up. We got Chris Hoke at 11. We're going to pick him up at port, right? We're going to stop, pick him up, put him in his little cabin, and away we go. And then Tony Grossi has been covering the Browns forever and has a real good handle on what I sense is a mix of dread and hostility in Cleveland. And I'm not sure if the hostility is going to be aimed at the Browns or the Steelers tonight in that building.
It's probably will start at the Steelers. If the Browns don't play well, it'll be directed at the home team.
After what happened to them last
in
week.
In a real hurry.
Ron, do I have a treat for you to start the show?
I love your treats.
Not a six-pack.
Nah.
A 12-pack. A 12-pack, Folsey. You got the little can opener thing ready?
That's what you
got
to have on game day, right?
Yeah.
You got to have 12.
A 12.
You
got to
have at least 12.
This might take the whole hour, but I'm prepared.
Number one. That's number one. What a delicious sound.
Very nice, Nader. If Paul Alexander and Paul Zeiss had a radio show together, Ron, would you prefer it be called Pauly Pavilion or the Paul Bearers?
I like the Paul Bearers.
Yeah. They'll bury you with quotes.
They'll bury you, right. Dead right. takes.
Yeah, dead takes.
Killer takes.
Killer takes, that's right.
All right, question number two. Bulls, you don't really have to do the...
Yeah, he does.
Okay, that's I do like that
of, that's
sound.
That's part of the fun.
It What's is. More satisfying, the wheel of football sound or the little can opening? Oh, Which one?
The pop top for me, because what is it signifies.
Can you play both, Fulzy? Because I feel like our listeners, there are certain sounds that are just satisfying. Let's hear the wheel of football sound and then the can opening.
Okay, here is the wheel.
Very nice.
That's how it slows down.
But
that's
not as good
part.
As this.
The very ending of that is what's great about that one.
And then?
That's the most beautiful sound in the world, especially on an 80-degree day on my deck with a good book. That's when
What kind would be optimal for you, Ron, of any kind of beer in the
free
world?
Free and free light. Yeah, but I got to buy the ones.
They're
on
all
my,
free.
I got to buy the ones on my deck.
You can have any beer on Earth. One
I
can.
I have two different kinds mostly.
Yes,
I like Stella, Artois.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do too.
And I like Yingling.
Yingling.
I'm a Yingling.
I'll keep that in mind.
I'm a Yingling man.
I'm going to keep that in mind.
Only one I don't like. Even if it's free, I won't drink it. Coors Light.
Really?
It tastes like water to me.
Yeah.
I'll just have a glass of water. Thank you.
Interesting.
Wow.
I didn't expect that take
that's
this
my,
early.
That's my father-in-law's favorite beer.
You know, it's I can drink Miller Lite. I can drink Bud Light. I can even drink IC Light. I just can't drink Coors Light for some reason.
And you said you have experienced Jenny Cream in your youth, right?
Oh, way back in my youth,
I'm still amazed by that at stores in Beaver County, you could get Jenny Cream.
Absolutely.
It made its way to Pittsburgh. I love that. All right. Question number two. For both of you, does this feel tonight like a minor, in terms of the AFC in general, the big picture of the season, like a minor league game, like a JV game in a conference filled with varsity teams? It does to me.
A little bit when you look at Buffalo and what they do and Kansas City, Miami even the other day. It looks like to me, I've said this before, it looks to me like they're playing a different game than the Steelers and Browns.
Yes.
A different kind of game.
Very well said. It just feels like, that doesn't mean it won't be entertaining.
Oh, it could be great,
but it feels
different.
Like two teams that have very, very, very little chance of getting out of here alive, right?
It feels like two teams who are just hoping to get to 500 or around 500.
And more than that, two teams that are just hoping the next 10 days aren't filled with mockery and rage in their hometowns. It feels like both are just trying to buy a little bit of time,
right? And that is accentuated because it's a Thursday night game.
Yes.
You got 10 days.
10 days.
Now, if you win... That's the greatest feeling in the world. Players hate playing Thursday, but they love getting a win on Thursday.
Right.
And know they have 10 days. If you lose on Thursday, in either of these towns, as you said, it would be brutal.
And it's especially brutal right now. The Browns just had
Browns
one of the biggest
the
meltdowns in the history of the National Football League. 222 or 122 left, and they're up by 13. What is it, 2,229 teams? Have had that lead and hadn't lost it in a row. And the Steelers, you know about, their offense is a national embarrassment. They have zero first quarter touchdowns in a calendar year almost, and three first half touchdowns in a calendar year. It's a five-alarm fire, as we said yesterday. But speaking of that, the 10-day break, Fulzy, crack another.
I like this. He gives it the look.
Yeah, he really puts his heart into
it,
Ron.
He doesn't.
Does this feel like Matt Canada and or Mitch Trubisky are playing for their jobs tonight? Trubisky, starting quarterback. Canada, the coordinator. I mean, is one or both of these guys, if this goes south in a big way tonight, going to lose their job? And which is more likely to do that?
It certainly feels that way, but I don't know that would happen. That's just not the Steelers' way to, like, make a move after just three games. But to me, it would feel like it for both of those guys. I would think Trubisky probably could be benched before Canada will be fired, would be my guess. Not that I know anything and could be 100% wrong. I would guess that maybe, unless it really goes bad tonight, really bad, I don't think the change will be made either way.
I agree that I think it'll be a quarterback change before an offensive coordinator change, just because that feels like a smaller step organizationally than, you know, firing an offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
But I really don't think any change will be made unless it ends up,
it's really
40-7.
Ugly. Yeah. Really bad.
If it was a struggling offense, I would agree with you guys, but it's a disaster.
It's a dead offense.
It's a disaster that goes back a year now. It does. And if I'm Art Rooney and I'm watching this thing tonight and it really, really goes south again, like they lose, I don't know, 21-3 or 21-6 and the offense is a joke, I honestly believe we could see a coordinator change in season. I truly believe that we've reached that level of incompetence. And all the stories that are coming out are just so wildly embarrassing. Like your 6-year veteran quarterback can't make a change really on a lot of plays
on
at the line.
Audibles, yep.
I mean, it's an amazing story. Falsey?
He gives it that head jerk. He's into it.
Isn't he, Ron?
Yes.
He's a cute little pony.
Has your mind changed on the game? And I'll start out here. Mine has. Yesterday I was saying the Steelers actually should win this game. But now if we're talking, I counted up the first team and second team all pros among Garrett, Betonio, and Conklin. Each one has been a first team all pro at least once. And there's 6 or 7 all pro nominations with just that trio. They've gone from being, I thought, abnormally banged up to healthier than they've been, minus Clowney. But Conklin coming back is a big deal.
Yeah, he's been practicing too. He shouldn't be totally rusty. I don't know. I didn't have a good feel going in, even after I heard that maybe Garrett wasn't going to play, although he's such a big part of what they're going to do. Can you imagine him against Chooks and Dan Moore Jr.? And they move him all over the place too.
Yeah.
Although he's never really – he's never played well against the Steelers, at least not to T.J. Watt level, but he won't have to be compared to T.J. Watt tonight either.
That's right.
So, it's his chance to shine. I don't like the Steelers' chances in this one. I just don't.
Nader?
See, this might be hyperbole for me to say, but I honestly believe this, is that they could go against any other team in the league, and I wouldn't have a great feeling about them winning the game right now until I see something different about their offense. Because I think they got ridiculously lucky to even get one win on the board where they forced 5 turnovers and where they should have won that game by double digits and, of course, had to use a field goal in overtime and have to get a few more breaks for them to get a win there.
What's the spread right now?
4.
So I definitely believe in that number where Tomlin's something like 46-23 against the spread as a divisional underdog, something like that.
But
Chelsea Messenger.
As she pointed out, it didn't hold up last week, though.
Divisional underdog.
Yeah, but they were at home underdog last week. He'd been like 12-3 or something like that.
Yeah.
Didn't hold up last week.
I'm thinking it's going to hold up this week. And I keep thinking, even with all the bad signs about the other team, and it's the Cleveland Browns and Jacoby Brissett with a 14-24 career record.
And their secondary has been horrible.
Horrible. And it's true. The Browns is the Browns. So I think I'm going to stick with the Steelers. We'll have our official picks later. Falsey?
There's that head. Their headbutt again.
Penguins camp opens today.
Oh, my God, where did the summer go?
What's the biggest storyline for you, Ron?
For me, I was probably one of the few people, not few, but in the minority, that really wasn't eager to see Malkin come back. And I want to see what he does at his age. He's a proud guy. He knows people have been down on him a little bit. I want to see if he bounces back in a big way. That's what I'm looking at.
I'm looking at young guys. Who's going to crack this lineup? Who's going to have a big camp who can actually help this team? And then sub-storylines, is Casey DeSmith, is there any reports on him? Is he healthy? Is he going to be at camp? Is he ready to go here? Do you know?
I guess.
I don't know.
I don't know. And I also want to see Brian Dumoulin return to form this season. I think that's a huge storyline. He's still in his prime age-wise.
He hasn't been the same in the last couple of years. I think ever since he got hurt a couple of years ago.
Falsey?
Mine was more overarching, and it's just, has anything changed? Do they look any different? Is anything different about this team than last year? Because Well, I'm looking roster-wise. I'll tell you,
they don't have to look different. That they were good enough to beat the Rangers if they got good goaltending.
On
paper. And maybe could have beat Carolina and gone to the Eastern Conference Finals.
And I
know ifs
them.
And buts are candy and nuts and all that kind of stuff. But I think Sully believes they're just good enough as they are. Now, they rebuilt the defense a little bit. I don't know if they got a lot tougher, but they got bigger anyway with Petrie and Ruda coming in.
I believe that storyline, that the last 2 years, if they even get bad goaltending, that they advance in both those series. So I'm actually buying that. Olsey? Were you encouraged or discouraged by Ruanzi Contreras last night? He got pounded a little bit, gave up 6 runs, but he also struck out 10 in 4 2/3 inning. He made Aaron Judge look horrible. I personally was wildly encouraged when I think, is this a guy, you know, still...
He's 22.
...moving ahead that I can see at the top of my rotation. Some of those strikeouts were wow pitches. Ron?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't see a lot of it, but I did see him get hit a couple times. But, I mean, you look at the bottom numbers, you know, 6 earned runs. In 4 2/3, but then you figure that's 12, 14. Struck out 10 of the 14 outs that he got. That is pretty impressive against that lineup.
Wait,
too.
4 2/3, yeah.
12,
14, yeah. You're right.
14.
Yeah, yeah. 10 of 14, right?
That's pretty impressive.
I wouldn't say wildly encouraged, but I think overall I am encouraged because I look at it more in the total body of work as well, where he's got a 3.68 ERA on the season.
And he's just a baby.
Right. And now he's showing signs that he can be. I think 10K shows you he's got the stuff to be dominant. And if he's not playing the Yankees, if he's not going up against the Yankees lineup, then he can dominate the Reds or the Brewers or the Cubs.
Falsey? One more here before we take a little, refrigerator.
Back to the refrigerator. Right. Go back and get some cold ones.
Demonte KZ suspended 3 games under the substance abuse policy. What do we make of this?
I don't know. I don't know what the substance is. He's serving it while he's on IR, right? So he really isn't punished at all here, is he? I guess he doesn't get his check, maybe.
Yeah, I think that's it. It's a very strange situation.
He's not going to miss time. I mean, he's not going to miss any time because he's on IR. But I don't know what the situation is. I'd like to know more details.
Me too. I mean, I guess it's no harm, no foul for the Steelers organization, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what it's like for him personally, but... I mean, he was out of sight, out of mind anyway at this point.
I know, honestly.
We're about due for an apology. I didn't know what I was taking. I should have known. It's my responsibility. Sorry to let the fans and teammates down. Blah, 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 blah. I don't mean a word of what I just said, but I'm going to apologize.
Yeah, I didn't think much of it. I guess I hope he's all right, depending on the substance. But I didn't think much of this because he's out anyway and won't miss time. I will say this. He was good in the preseason,
and I think
he can help them when
he's
back.
I thought he was a loss when he went out.
I'll also say that Terrell Edmunds, though, has been pretty good.
He's been really good.
He's playing for the Bucks. He's been playing for those dollars.
Best I've seen him play.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of teams...
He was good in the preseason, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been good from day one.
If he plays like this...
Because KZ was good, too.
If he plays like this, teams are going to be sorry they didn't put some money on him in the offseason.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.